Good afternoon, fellow Patriots in Eastern Washington. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State, brought to you once again by truth lovers everywhere. I love being able to say that now. It's so awesome. By truth lovers everywhere, in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. It's about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer, but moving to action, and about the difference between the gospel of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom. That once we are set free, we are supposed to be going out and doing battle against evil in the spiritual and standing against evil here on earth. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8, the weeping prophet says, as led by God, quote, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord, for he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes. But its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit," end quote. Now, I'm going to stop here for a second. And if you have friends, I want you to text them right now. I want you to put on social media right now. I've never asked the audience to do this before, but I want you to do it today. Text them, message them on Facebook, tell them to tune in to Patriot Radio today. We are going to talk about some of the things that are going on, the incredible situation our country finds itself in right now, and also on the other side, the positive side, what patriots are doing right now and the effect it is having internationally. It's incredible. So if you have the opportunity, post on Facebook, message your friends, text your friends right now, tell them to tune in. And my guest today is going to be Trevor Loudon. We are going to be talking about these Marxist networks and this total lying by the mainstream media that has been going on and who is connected to whom at the national level. And also for us at the local level. So let's take a moment. If you're driving, pull over. If you have the opportunity, we're gonna pray right now. We're going to pray for our country. And we're going to pray for Western civilization and Christendom. And this is one of the last bastions of Western civilization right now. And it's being attacked and assaulted everywhere by the Marxists and by the Islamists. And then we're going to go through point by point some of the resources that are out there that you need to be aware of and plugged into so you get the right information in a timely manner. Because right now the mainstream media is putting out a narrative, and unfortunately, not only are Democrats, but Republicans, some mainstream Republicans are actually buying into the narrative. It's incredible. And remember who these people are come election time, by the way. It's important. All right. So right now, let's take a moment. Let's pray for our country. And I hope you've had enough time to pull over. Let's pray for our country. Lord, we just lift the United States up to you. We lift the state of Washington and the state of Idaho and the state of Montana and the state of Oregon up to you right now. We thank you for your provision and your protection. And Lord, the evil that is seeking to attack here in this area, Lord, we just thank you that you have already defeated it. And like you say in Luke 10:19, we just tread upon those demonic forces right now. We put them under your feet and under our feet in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that you would encourage and embolden us to continue to preach the gospel and make disciples and to stand on the line against evil when it comes. And Lord, we ask that you would protect the businesses here. We ask that you would protect the churches here. And Lord, that you would expose these forces of evil and that they would be brought to justice. In Jesus' name, amen. So, where do we start? Well, I'm going to start with a couple of things that are going on internationally. I think this is going to really encourage you. So, just before the show today, I got a message from the Polish Patriot. Now, okay, now if you don't know the history of Poland, I've talked about it a little bit on the show, but the famous general and king Jan Sobieski, during the siege of Vienna, drove out Islamic armies that were seeking to enslave not just Vienna and not just that area, what we now call Austria, but also Hungary, Northern Italy, Poland, and parts of the Czech Republic. It wasn't called that back then, but it's the area we know today as that. So in the last decade, the Polish Patriot Movement has just exploded, and it has resulted in the creation of something that used to be here in the United States everywhere, and that was people who were able-bodied came to the defense of the country, and it was a strategic deterrent, and it is for Poland, against Soviet aggression. And today, against potential Russian aggression. And so, in the last decade, they built up these able-bodied groups of people, and it became what in the United States, in the Washington State Constitution, and also in the U.S. Constitution, we called a militia, or an irregular group of people. They didn't have necessarily any formal structure or anything, but they were trained, and they were ready to come to the defense of the country. Now, this comes from something in law, and this is a very simplistic explanation, okay? But it comes from something in law called knight's tenure. After the fall of the Roman Empire and then through Anglo-Saxon law, there was something that was known as knight's tenure. In other words, somebody had a property right if they could muster enough able-bodied men to help defend the kingdom at that time. So it grew into, in the United States, the able-bodied men between the ages typically of 18 and 45, that's what it says in the Washington State Constitution under Article 10, that would defend, at that time it was the colonies, against attack. And this could be from a foreign army, it could be from just any number of things, but that's what it was. Okay, so in the last decade, the Polish Patriots had this resurgence. They also dedicated their country in a formal ceremony, attended what looks like millions of people. Probably the largest demonstration in Europe since World War II, okay? These Polish patriots, they dedicated their country in a formal ceremony to Jesus Christ. And you can look this up online. It's incredible. All right, so one of these Polish patriots, Cornelia Hojeka, and her dad is a pastor over there, messaged me today, and they have a TV and radio program that they broadcast in Poland. And so it's called Against the Tide, and you can look it up online, Against the Tide TV. Okay, so these great folks messaged me and they said, look, we know that you are going through difficult times, and we want you to know, American Christians, that we Polish Christian patriots stand in support of America and President Trump. And they have actually started a hashtag Christians for USA campaign to support us Christian patriots here in America. I hope that encourages you, because it greatly encouraged me. And especially coming from a long line of Christian patriots that have quite literally had to fight to defend Western civilization and Christendom from all kinds of outside dangers. Whether it was Islamists with the Siege of Vienna, or it was Marxists with the fall of the Soviet Union, and they were fighting the Marxists. And by the way, the European Union tried to say that they couldn't get rid of the communists who were judges still, years later, and they've been trying to do that. So what an honor. We have Polish Christian patriots who are reaching out to us and saying, America, we stand with you. We stand with your Christian patriots against the Marxists that are trying to destroy your country. Fantastic. It's unbelievable. And I hope that, again, buoys your spirits because it did buoy mine. Okay, let's move on to the next one. So I want to talk about what is happening here in the United States. And I'm going to go through a couple of things that are going on right now, and then we're going to bring on Trevor Loudon here in about 20 minutes. So Antifa and BLM, we are having reports of them. They are going now into rural areas. Now, they said they were going to do this. Some people are like, oh, it's just blown out of proportion. You guys are just blowing it out of proportion. And here they are doing it. Okay, so they're going into cities like Sandpoint, which has an anchor for them. Now, this is an important thing. If you're a rural community and you have an indivisible group in your community, or you have maybe a redneck revolt or a socialist rifle association in your community, or one of these peace action leagues in your community, these become an anchor for these radical Marxists to then move people into that area. So tonight, we are hearing reports of that in North Central Washington. They were apparently in Moses Lake last night. They were also apparently in Sandpoint as well earlier. And now, again, there is a this is peaceful right now, protest happening in Coeur d'Alene. It looks like it's a Black Lives Matter protest there. But if you want to analyze where these folks are going to go, they're going to these communities where they already have anchors. And what happens is people say, oh, it's just a bunch of grandmas that are an anchor in this community. Why do we have to worry? Like Newport, Washington, for example. And people are saying, well, it's just harmless. Well, it's not harmless because they're the anchor for these radical elements that come in. This is an important point to understand in Marxist doctrine and tactics. And remember I said a few months ago, one of the Marxist key indicators that civil unrest is coming is they begin releasing prisoners from prison. And remember, we said this before, the team that brings you Patriot Radio, we said this before any of this stuff happened. Now we're seeing these guys go into rural areas. Now, in the rural areas, typically, there's a lot of patriots. They're standing ready. They're standing up. They're defending businesses. And these things are ending, and Antifa is tucking tail and running. But the fact of the matter is it's still happening. And what they're trying to do is a psychological operation. They're trying to come into the rural areas to make it look like they're everywhere, when in fact it's only a small group of these guys that are dispatched to these areas, maybe 5 to 10, right? Because they're trying to make it look like they're all over the place when they're really, they really don't have the strength that they're trying to portray. But it doesn't mean they're not dangerous. Clearly they are, from what we've seen with the riots in Seattle and the riots in downtown Spokane. All right, number two on the national front. You need to take a look at Project Veritas, okay? You need to take a look at the undercover video of somebody that infiltrated Rose City Antifa. Now, this is, many argue, the flagship Antifa on the West Coast. It's in Oregon. Many believe that Antifa is headquartered in Denver, Colorado. And, oh, by the way, when you have headquarters and little outlets like that, it's not a loose-knit group of people. And this is it. This is what the media keeps saying. That this is a loose-knit group of people, and yet they have all the same masks. They have military-style earpieces, very expensive SLR cameras. They're coordinating and targeting, as I'll tell you about in the regional front, certain specific things across a wide area. That is proof that there is coordination. So the media is lying when they say they're a loose-knit group of people. And people that keep watching TV and then wondering why they're being lied. Stop watching TV. Stop watching the mainstream media. They're lying to you. All right, Project Veritas, there was a whistleblower. He infiltrated Antifa Rose City, and he talks about how they do classes and they do indoctrination in the Marxist ideology, but then also in violent action. It also talks about the fact that they are doing some pretty sophisticated intelligence gathering and tradecraft practices. So again, they have a recruiting process, they have security measures. This is not a loose-knit group of people, okay? So I want to highlight something else. Marxism is antithetical to Christianity and to the United States of America. Karl Marx was evil. He wrote about evil in his poems. And you can go read the poems online. There's four of them that are really stand out. And I've read some of that before on the show. But he hated Christians. He hated Jewish people. And he actually said, and so did folks that came after him, like Antonio Gramsci, that socialism was a religion that would overwhelm Christianity. That they needed to get rid of a Christianity. They needed to obliterate Christianity. Lenin was even more stark and said that the repository for Christianity need to be eliminated. In other words, people, which is why Marxists, when they come into countries and they infiltrate into countries, you will see them do mass genocide against Christians in particular. It happened in the Soviet Union. It happened in China. And people are trying to argue this today like that's never going to happen. Well, okay, whoever's saying that, your credibility's gone because you were the same person who said just a couple years ago that we weren't going to have wide-scale riots in the United States and we would never have lockdowns and all of this other stuff. And yet, here we are. So, what do we do? Well, this is where the positive part is coming in. Over 1,000 patriots, and it was over 1,000, and you could see the videos and pictures, descended on Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, when reports of Antifa rallying at the Winco on the outskirts of Coeur d'Alene were happening, and thousands of patriots showed up, 1,000-plus patriots showed up, and they descended on downtown to defend the businesses. They were armed to the teeth, by the way. And oh, by the way, no one got hurt. Nobody got hurt. And they just stood there and held the line. And guess what happened? Antifa tucked tail and ran. Same thing happened in Snohomish, Washington. And there's another city, too, that was mentioned on InfoWars that talked about that this happened in another town. Well, it also happened up in Sandpoint, Idaho, where patriots descended on Sandpoint, Idaho. And look. Nothing happened. And that's what we need to do. We need to stand the line and defend our businesses and our churches from these Marxist agitators. So that was a really positive outcome here in the American Readout. Now, I want to talk, too, about some other things that are happening right now. There are reports in other areas of the country. The Gateway Pundit has this, where looters have blown up 50-plus ATMs with dynamite since last Saturday, and Bombings have been reported in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. There are also reports that pipe bomb caches have been found as well. Now, keep your eyes open. If you see a pallet of bricks show up in a city, report that. If you see something out of place, it just doesn't make sense, report it. Report it. Because when the Marxists start moving some of this stuff around, what they're telegraphing, according to Marxist doctrine, is that they are not going to cease the riots, that this is actually going to escalate from here. And again, this is, you know, studying this for years and seeing it happen in other countries. It's just important to understand they're telegraphing what they're going to do, and it looks like they are going to continue these riots. And there are reports that Sunday they're going to do it, Saturday night, Sunday, that they're going to do it in Spokane, Washington. All right, also I want to bring up that this is coming to us from Understanding the Threat, and I want to go down this quickly. You are now having establishment Republicans buying into this narrative of the Marxists. It's what happened in Chile. They tried to do this in Chile just last year. So America's Secretary of Defense essentially is undermining Trump, because Trump wants to use the full might of the United States to crush this Marxist network, and that's exactly what needs to happen. Now, I don't think that troops need to be deployed. I think this is on the National Guard and states to do this. But the fact of the matter is that we need to bring this Marxist network in the United States down, and they need to be held accountable in a court of law. And if they have been cooperating with international terrorist organizations or foreign governments who are seeking the destruction of the United States, like, oh, I don't know, China, they need to be held account for that as well. I want you to hear this quote from another article they have about the communist insurgency. Again, this is on Understanding the Threat. If you do not subscribe to Understanding the Threat, you need to. It's one of the places you can get primary source documents on all the stuff that's going on. But you notice how they keep saying these are peaceful protests, and yet as soon as it turns dark, boom, the riot breaks out. Or as soon as the peaceful protest leaders leave, suddenly it's like it's on schedule or something, boom, the riot breaks out. So, this is the quote. These establishment Republicans, quote, end up enforcing the enemy's narrative by silencing patriots who speak truthfully about the threat of Islam, end quote, and Marxism, too, because he talks about that a little bit. Can you believe that? Does that not sound familiar? Blowing the whistle on Marxism, doing the research, figuring out who the leaders are here locally in Spokane, and all of a sudden, establishment Republicans are trying to silence the patriots, bringing that to the fore. All right, let's talk, too, about some of the other stuff that is going on. So here in Spokane, I went to the Socialist Rifle Association page. They have a Spokane chapter. They try to call themselves the Eastern Washington chapter. They're based out of Spokane. We had the screen captures from them last year, when it was just Spokane chapter. So anyway, the Socialist Rifle Association, John Brown Gun Club, Redneck Revolt, Antifa, these guys are all, and you know, understand that some of the people in one group are in another group too, that crosses over. Okay, so I go and I look on the Socialist Rifle Association page, and who do I find on there? They posted articles multiple articles just April 17th of this year from none other than Sean Vestal of the Socialist Review. Well, that's interesting that they find him to be a source and a luminary. Then I talked about on the last show about these November 2019 minutes by the Indivisible Valley Progressives linking and saying that Diana Wilhite, a mainstream Republican, was actually at the meeting discussing how to take down conservatives in alliance with these radical Marxists. It's here in our backyard, folks. And these people need to, by the way, I think those people, you know, if they're caught collaborating with radical Marxists, they need to be kicked out of the Republican Party. There's just no excuse for that. Because if you're buying into the narrative of the radical Marxists, you are buying into the narrative of the destruction of the United States. You are putting yourself against the Constitution in the United States of America if you are working with radical Marxists. You are putting yourself against freedom and liberty, and you are putting yourself against all those veterans that have sacrificed so much fighting for our country, and you're putting yourself against all those dead patriots who gave their lives for this country. There is no middle ground on this. If you are collaborating with radical Marxists, you are essentially saying that the United States of America needs to be destroyed and the Constitution needs to be burned to the ground. You are enabling, you are aiding and abetting. Very clearly, people who are intent on destroying the country and our legacy. There is no apology that's good enough for that. You should be removed from any position of authority. And if those links have resulted in the riots, my goodness, it'd be interesting to see what the prosecutors have to do with that. So that brings me to the last thing here on the local front, and that is social media. So folks, Facebook is censoring. Everybody knows that. They're beginning to censor good information that is coming out, true information that's coming out on what's happening on the ground. So I strongly advise you and I urge you, so write these two down, go and form a MeWe account, M-E-W-E, and a Parler account, P-A-R-L-E-R, P-A-R-L-E-R. MeWe and Parler, form those accounts, and I would just strongly advise you do it before this weekend because it looks like this, again, is continuing to escalate. If you want to know where the real information is, it's going to be posted on those things so it's not censored by Facebook. And it'll be posted on Facebook too, but just in case on these other ones. Also, if you're a military veteran out there and you were one of the ones that showed up in Coeur d'Alene, I just want to say thank you. We took an oath, and that oath is for a lifetime. So thank you very much out there for doing that. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Not a collaborator with the Marxists, not a collaborator with Indivisible or Antifa, just for political gain. Okay, because what you're saying is you don't like this country. So, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that's been praying for us, and really appreciate all the well wishes that have come out in the last week. If you get a chance, go to Facebook.com/Patriot Radio US, like the page, share with your friends and family, and remember that Patriot Radio is on iTunes and Podbean. I want to say one last thing too. Tonight, gather your family around and pray for this country, pray for the peace of this country, pray for the safety of our law enforcement, pray for the safety of our National Guard, and pray also that this evil would finally be brought to justice tonight. All right. That's a lot, actually, if you think about it. A lot going on right now. All right. Our guest today is Trevor Loudon. He is an author and filmmaker. He is the filmmaker who brought us The Enemies Within and now The Enemies Within the Church. He is best known for his book, on the same subject, enemies within communists, socialists, and progressives in the U.S. Congress. Trevor Loudon, it is always a pleasure to have you on. How are you doing, sir? You weathering the storm all right?
I'm doing great, Matt, and it's great to be on. Thanks for having me. We're doing fine down here in Florida.
Well, I want to talk about this. There's this media narrative out there right now that Antifa is just this loose-knit group of guys and, you know, gals. It's not that big a deal, and they have a right to protest. There's a reason our city should be burnt to the ground. My goodness, let's start there. Okay, this is not a loose-knit organization, is it?
No, but look, this is way more than Antifa, but Antifa itself is loose-knit, but it's very well organized and well coordinated and very disciplined. They train militarily. They're good at operational security or OPSEC, as they call it. That's their internal security. They're very, very hard to find their identities. They maintain their masks for a reason. And they are basically the military wing of the Democratic Party. They started out in Germany in the 1930s as the military wing of the German Communist Party. And they've gone through several incarnations, and now the American Antifa is really the wing of the American Communist Movement, the military wing of the American Communist Movement and the Democratic Party. And they are used to suppress the enemies, suppress conservatives, Christians, anyone who doesn't go along with a socialist agenda.
Well, let's talk about, you said it's bigger than Antifa. I always say Antifa just because they get a little upset about it, but it is bigger. It's bigger than Antifa. Talk about what that means. How big is this? Who else is included? What other organizations are included?
Well, the real driver of these riots are two pro-Chinese communist parties, the Freedom Road Socialist Organization and Liberation Road. Those two groups are coordinating most of this. They work closely with China. They're aligned to China. And I believe they are acting on, I believe, and I cannot prove, I don't have an email saying this, but they are working on they follow the Chinese line religiously in all other areas. And now they've, just when China wants to bring the U.S. economy down and destroy Trump, again, that's what they're doing. They're burning and creating havoc.
A lot of Americans think that there's no way this is all organic. No foreign government is trying to insert itself into this. Is there any proof out there that a foreign government is interfering in American politics, and particularly is either helping fund or at least giving cover to some of these organizations in America?
Well, there's heaps of evidence that they are interfering in American politics on certain levels. For instance, the Liberation Road group that I've talked about, they are the people who gave you Black Lives Matter. They are the people who organized the Ferguson riots in 2014. But they also have a very strong electoral presence. They have a lot of people inside the Democratic Party, and they have a very big presence in the southern states amongst the minority populations. They just flipped Virginia from red to blue. That was organized by a pro-Chinese Communist Party. How they did it was this. They have an organization, a front organization in Virginia called the New Virginia Majority. And it works like ACORN. It signs up and gets to the polls tens and tens of thousands of minority voters for the Democrats. They also worked with the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, to give voting rights to 200,000 felons. Now, that took them 10 years to flip that state blue. They're working the same scheme on Florida and North Carolina and Georgia and New Mexico. And no, not New Mexico, Arizona. So they only have to flip one or two of those and Trump loses. But they did that with micro-targeted maps, geographical maps, that basically gave breakdowns of every precinct in Virginia, the voting, the voting patterns, who voted what their income level was, Democrat or Republican. And those maps were generated out of the geography department of Wuhan University in China by a man called Steve McClure, a Liberation Road comrade who's been working in China for 10 years, helping to flip districts in America. And I find it very... So he's on the Chinese dime. He's been paid by them. And I find it very hard to believe the Chinese authorities don't know what he's doing. So the Chinese are hugely involved in American politics. They have been for years. But nobody calls them out. But they are heavily... These same pro-Chinese communist parties are the ones organizing these demonstrations and riots around the country. This is a Chinese affiliated operation.
A lot of folks out there too having a hard time believing that these are anything but peaceful protests. What are you seeing around the country that clearly indicate? I mean, aside from the burning cities, which is interesting, but these reports of, pipe bombs being, found and some explosives being used to blow up ATMs in Pennsylvania, some of that's kind of concerning to folks. What are you seeing around the country?
Well, I'm seeing a very concerted effort. See, you can go on these people's websites and you can see them coordinating this stuff. People are focusing on Antifa. That's one level. But the much higher level is the pro-Chinese groups. And they've got on Tuesday across the nation, we talk about this. On Wednesday across the nation, we talk about this. On Thursday across the nation, we talk about this. We are going to do this in Indianapolis on Tuesday. We're going to do this in Louisville on Thursday. We're going to do this. And then we're going to have a big nationwide thing on Friday night, which they're planning for this Friday night. They lay it out. You just got to know where to look. And so they are doing this, but this violence shouldn't surprise us. Both Liberation Road and Freedom Road Socialist Organization have direct connections to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, an avowedly Marxist-Leninist organization which is on the terror list, the U.S. State Department terrorist list. Freedom Road also has connections to the FARC, the Colombian communist guerrillas. They also have connections to the New People's Army of the Philippines, who are well known for their bombings and ambushes and riots, etc. So this is who these people are. When they organized Ferguson, they burnt half that town. And they were able to bring in 10,000 people from out of state to help them do it. That's how well organized these people are.
Well, and we can see it. I mean, they have similar masks that they're all wearing. They're using military style earpieces and sophisticated radios and very expensive SLR cameras. I mean, we're seeing them doing this. So I want to. Because there are all these other organizations that kind of get off the hook, all right? Indivisible, is Indivisible linked to Antifa in any way? Or radical Marxist groups? Yeah.
Absolutely. You've got to understand Antifa isn't so much an organization as a franchise. It depends on where you are in the country as to who Antifa is. Like around Spokane area, you've got a lot of overlap, I believe, with Democratic Socialists of America and Antifa. And an Indivisible and Our Revolution are also heavily overlap with DSA and Antifa. You'll see these guys, they go to a union meeting one day and a Democrat meeting the next day, then the next day they've got the Antifa clothes on. In Orlando, the chapter, the local chapter of Antifa was actually the student wing of Democratic Socialists of America, and that group was led by the local Democratic Party field operative. So Antifa is basically the military wing of the Democratic Party. And all of these groups overlap. You know, the Communist Party, the Democratic Socialist America, Liberation Road, Indivisible, Our Revolution, they all overlap. And they are basically one. It's just depending on who's wearing what uniform on what particular day.
Well, and the reason I'm bringing up Indivisible is because there was a local mainstream Republican who was working with Indivisible against conservatives, and it was exposed because a copy of the meeting minutes was leaked out. And there were a lot of people who said, well, Indivisible's peaceful. They don't have anything to do with the Antifa sorts or the Socialist Rifle Association or Redneck Revolt or John Brown Gun Club. They're just kind of totally separate. And I know that's not true.
Yeah. Complete garbage. They are very much part of the organized left. In many parts of the country, they have Democratic Socialist America members leading them. They overlap with the Communist Party. They are a Marxist-led group. And if you got a Republican working with them, he should be the one expelled out of the Republican Party if he's working with Marxists, if he's doing that.
So what can people do really to expose this stuff? I know there's a lot of folks around the country that are standing up right now, especially in rural areas. We saw that in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, here a few days ago. What can people do to stand against this?
Yeah. Well, look, there are local organizations to get involved with. You know, the John Birch Society and local Tea Party groups, grassroots Republican groups. But look, I've got a movie online now. It's been seen hundreds of thousands of times in the last few days. Rush Limbaugh actually gave it a shout out the other day. It's called America Under Siege Antifa. America Under Siege Antifa. You can get it off YouTube. You know, look at it. 37 minutes long. Send it to 100 friends and tell them to do the same. It'll be all over the country. But I've also written several articles on Epoch Times and have several more coming out about the communist influence. It's not communist influence. These things haven't been hijacked. They are designed to be violent. They are designed to be disruptive. That's their whole purpose. So, on the communist control of these current burnings and rioting that are going on. But, you know, you got to educate yourself, you know, get out there, support your local police, make sure you're trained in firearms, make sure you're active with a local group that is willing to stand by your community. You know, look, if everybody was like Coeur d'Alene, you know, when the good guys went into downtown Coeur d'Alene and kept the Indivisible people out of there, they were protecting their town from possible looting, you know, possible disruption. And so we got to understand America is in the middle of a revolution. This is a communist insurrection. And the longer we leave it to get on top of this, the worse it's going to get. They intend to keep this going all summer long. They intend to keep it going until Trump is no longer president. That's their goal.
Well, let's talk about where do you think this is headed, not just over the summer, but through the election. Where is this headed? Because, you know, in the past, these Marxist groups they'd push and they push until they met enough resistance, and then they would take a step back and they'd wait a while, and then they would start pushing again. Doesn't seem like they're doing it this time.
Well, see, they are absolutely desperate to stop Trump because, you know, well, you look at their Chinese masters. You know, do you think they're looking at Trump? He caned them on trade. They just lost the election in Taiwan. The anti-communist won. They've been hugely embarrassed over the riots and the resistance, I should say, in Hong Kong. They're wondering, can we handle 4 more years of this crazy guy? Can we handle 4 more years of an American president who actually stands up for America and doesn't give us everything we want? We'll have a revolution in our own country if we don't stop this guy. So the word has come out from the Chinese Communist Party and others, the Cubans and Venezuelans and others, st- stop Trump, spare no effort, bring America to its knees, burn the country if you have to. That's what you got to do. So the Chinese Communist parties drove the coronavirus narrative. They made coronavirus seem like the Black Death and tried to keep that going as long as they possibly could to bring down the U.S. economy, which then destroys Trump's, does two positive things in their point of view, destroys President Trump, makes him lose, and also destroys the U.S. military budget, which means Russia and China can do what they darn well like. And just recently, 31 leading communist Democrats like Barbara Lee and Mark Pocan wrote a letter to the Armed Services Committee demanding cuts to the U.S. budget and the next U.S. military budget and the next budget go around. This, what we see in America with the COVID and now the riots, is a military economic operation against America. And it will escalate, in my prediction, into actual terrorist acts, bombings, and the like, if this is not stopped and nipped in the bud real quick. It'll just get worse and worse and worse all summer long.
So we can expect that we're going to have to be defending our businesses and our churches and our towns all summer long, and that this is a coordinated plan. This is not some organic thing. This is a coordinated plan that they seek to carry out. And ultimately, they want to rewrite the Constitution or completely throw it in the garbage bin. I mean, they've said that on several public forums.
They want a socialist America. That's what they want. They want a socialist America that basically kowtows to China and is actually occupied by Chinese. The Chinese want Lebensraum in America, living space. That's what they ultimately want, and there's no appeasing them, there's no stopping them. The only thing that will stop them now is resolute use of government force. That's what stopped the Panthers in the 70s and the radical Vietnam protesters who were trying to do the same thing back then. But now they're much more organized, much better financed, and America is a lot weaker internally as far as internal security goes. We have no FBI counterintelligence. We have no military counterintelligence to monitor these radicals. We have no state and police intelligence or citywide police intelligence services anymore. These people have been allowed to go unchecked for the last 30 years, and now we're reaping the results.
Now, Trevor, you're coming up here to the Northwest.
I am. Looking forward to it, too, I might say.
Yeah, so could you tell the listeners a little bit about that and what you plan on talking about when you get up here?
Yeah, I'm coming to the Red Line Templin's Hotel in Post Falls on the night of June 16th, which I believe is a Tuesday. Yeah, it is a Tuesday. June 16th, Templin's Hotel, the Red Line Templin's Hotel in Post Falls, 7 p.m. I think they have a $10 cover charge. It's hosted by the John Birch chapter, local John Birch chapter, society chapter, and I'll be speaking on the Chinese assault on New Zealand, on America, by utilizing the COVID virus epidemic. They're working with the Democrats, they're working with the left, and the current riots to bring down America and destroy Donald Trump, elect a left-wing Democrat president. And Biden is not a moderate, by the way. Biden is one of the very worst radicals we've ever had in the Senate. He's terrible, but he's been portrayed as some kind of moderate. And so I'll be talking about the election, the sort of the Chinese globalist plot to bring America to its knees. They're finally achieved their long-term objective to bring America to its knees, and they only need one more election to do that. Because if they win the next election, they are going to legalize between 20 and 40 million illegals in the country who will then vote overwhelmingly Democrat and give them a permanent, unbeatable majority forever. They will have a one-party state if they win the next election.
So we have a lot of work to do, and I think there's going to be the largest turnout probably in a generation here in November. I'm feeling it, and seeing all these folks showing up like this is actually encouraging to me that we could really stop this in its tracks and turn it around.
Look, I think if we get on top of this revolt now, this insurrection, and really put it down, and then actually go after the perpetrators, go after the people behind it, and their allies in the media and other things, and going to win the election, I think America could be in for a new golden age. I think there'll be a major return to the Constitution. I think the Republican Party will become much more populist and much less rhino. I think that there will be, I think Trump will take us out of a lot of United Nations agencies, maybe out of the UN itself. And I think we've got a real chance to make huge amounts of breakthroughs. So this election will be, and the run-up to the election will be the most deciding time in America's history since the Civil War. Probably, you know, there's two major, you know, since the Civil War and the Revolution, this will be the third major turning point in American history. And America's either going to go way up from this point or it's going to be ended. One of the two.
I agree with you. I think this is a turning point in American history, and it's time for our generation. Every generation's got this choice before them to continue freedom and liberty to the next generation, and it's our turn. So it's time for us to stand up. Where can people go right now to find out more about you, and also the latest movie that you're coming out with, Enemies Within the Church?
Yeah. Well, I've got a new movie coming out, Enemies Within the Church. Look, to find out more about me for a start, go, if you got Amazon Prime, go there and watch Enemies Within. That's my movie about the communist and Islamist infiltration of the U.S. Congress. We say there's about 100 members of the U.S. House and 20 members of the U.S. Senate, including both Cantwell and who's the other one? Murray?
Yes, Murray.
Murray, who couldn't pass an FBI background check to drive a school bus. So that's on Amazon Prime, or you go to my website, trevorlowden.com, and order it there. It's been seen by over 2 million people on Amazon Prime. It'll knock your socks off. Also, you go to my website. I've got a brand new book out. It's called White House Reds: Communist, Socialist, and Security Risks Running for U.S. President 2020. And that gives a blow-by-blow account of the complete communist takeover of the Democratic Party, of the 11 leading Democrats standing as of January the 1st, 2020. 10 of them have Marxist backgrounds. And that is Biden, that is Klobuchar, the nice moderate from Minnesota, that's Pete Buttigieg, that's Julian Castro, that's Cory Booker, that's Tom Steyer, and obviously Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. But all of them, including Biden, have extensive Marxist backgrounds. It doesn't really matter who wins. They're all communists. So you can get that at trevorlowden.com or on Amazon. And just follow my daily blog. I also have another website called KeyWiki, KeyWiki, and that has 129,000 files on it, biographies of local communists, senators, congressmen, radicals. Nice little biography on there on Sandinista Lisa, who stood for Congress there. Some of your local politicians, your senators, your local Democratic Socialists of America chapter. I've got a lot of their names in there. So it's doing the counterintelligence work that the FBI abandoned 30 years ago, and is really being done by nobody in America now. And so that's available. But trevorloudon.com, L-O-U-D-O-N, trevorloudon.com is where you can get my books, my DVDs, and my daily blog, and see what I'm up to.
All right. Trevor Loudon, thank you so much for everything you're doing, and look forward to seeing you on the 16th up here in the Great Northwest.
Look, really looking forward to catching up with you, Matt. I know you've had a bit of a tough year, but we'll work together to make things better, right?
Hey, it's the only way you get better is being punched. you learn how to dodge.
Right. Well, if you're not being effective, they don't come after you. So, you know, you have been very effective, very effective. And I know that you'll continue in being so, and they might just regret you leaving the state legislature because you'll get even more active.
I plan on it. Anyway, I appreciate everything you're doing. Again, look forward to seeing you on the 16th, 7 o'clock, Templin's Resort in Post Falls, Idaho, just a short drive outside of Spokane. Trevor, thanks again for joining me on Patriot Radio today. Keep up the fight.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks very much.
All right. Again, Trevor Loudon, and the 16th, 7 o'clock, Templin's Resort in Post Falls, Idaho. He's going to be talking about the Chinese and how they are behind a lot of what we are seeing in America today, and how anybody who is playing into that narrative is playing into the narrative of the destruction of the United States. Also, again, want to just encourage everybody out there. We are going to win. We are Americans. We are together for freedom and liberty, no matter what they do. God bless all of you, and keep up the fight.